Jose was frustrated that his partner, Idalia, allowed her bright and popular teenage daughter, Carmen, to be sloppy and rude at home. They had argued over the situation and gotten nowhere. Finally, one day, Jose completely and non-defensively stated how he felt about the situation. "I feel so much frustration and pain and anger when I watch what happens between you and Carmen. I get angry when I hear her speak disrespectfully to you, and I see you in pain. But you just take it, except when you scream back at her sometimes. And I feel helpless to do anything about it. I see you get angry at me if I tell her to respect you. You probably think I'm interfering, but what I see is that you're defending her bad treatment of you. I see how well she does in school, and yet she's not willing to pick up her own clothes, and you follow her around doing it for her. I not only feel anger at her and sadness for you, I also feel anger at you for letting this happen, and sadness for her that she's learning how to treat family like servants." Idalia thought, and then began to defend her position, but without her usual anger. She was quiet, subdued. "I put Carmen through so much pain with the divorce and all," she said. "I swore I'd do everything I could to make her life better now." Jose said just one more thing. "When you pick up after her and let her speak rudely, I don't think you help her. I think you teach her that she can treat people she loves badly and hurt them." Still subdued, Idalia responded, "Well, she'll be graduating in a few months, and I'm not going to change anything now." Jose told me he realized that if he had said more at this point, trying to persuade Idalia how important it was and that it wasn't too late to change, he would have slipped into a power struggle. It's often very difficult to catch ourselves before we slip across that line into attempting to convince someone else. We can start out making statements that are subjective, but if our counterpart mounts a defense, we may ratchet up the intensity or urgency in what we say. Soon we're back at it, trying to get the other person to listen, up to our ears again in the power struggle. Having said what he wanted to say, Jose ended the discussion. He realized it felt good to him. Good in capital letters, as he described it. Just to say with such clarity how he felt and what he saw. He felt less entangled in the whole conflict. He had established his own position. Even having exposed his own feelings of helplessness, he said he felt stronger and freer, though Idalia had not budged. When we state our own position non-defensively, our feelings and passion are often more present rather than less. Jose's own pain, helplessness, frustration, and anger, as well as his love, were very powerful. He didn't need to raise his voice to express himself. Jose felt satisfied about what he had said, yet he was stunned at what happened later that evening. From the living room, he heard Idalia saying to Carmen in a strong but calm voice, "I don't want you to speak to me rudely anymore, and I want you to do your share around here. I don't help you to be a strong young woman when I let you get away with all this." When Jose had expressed himself without holding back, and without trying to get Idalia to agree, she had heard him.